17-year-old Noah Macy zips up his long white jacket and pulls over his hooded veil. He's gearing up because it's hot. And when it's hot, the more temperamental the bees.
It's a sunny day, so they're flying, and it looks like they're very active. We'll go in and check on them.
We're on top of the Clough Undergraduate Learning Commons at Georgia Tech. Macy is a master beekeeper. In fact, he's the youngest master beekeeper in the state. He tends to the 6 hives here. They look like white wooden drawers stacked on top of one another, and each hive, he says, can hold up to 60,000 bees.
These are calm bees. These are very calm bees. You'll know if they get angry.
He picks up a device called a smoker, just in case. It's a small tin can with a hole on top. He stuffs a dry pine straw into it and lights it on fire. There's a little bellow on the side to keep the air flowing.
Bees communicate using smells called pheromones. They're chemicals they release. And so when bees smell the smoke, they can't smell pheromones, saying that someone's intruding into their hives, which has the effect of making them seem calmer.
Macy's helping to inspect hives for the Georgia Tech Urban Honey Bee Project, which looks at how city environments like Atlanta affect bees, especially when urban farming continues to gain in popularity. Jennifer Levy is the project's director and integrated science coordinator at Georgia Tech.
If you're putting gardens and farms in small pockets of the city or on rooftops, you really want to make every square inch as productive as possible. And so we're looking at bees as a way to increase productivity of these urban gardens and also study all other aspects of honeybees and how urban habitats affect them.
Like, for example, if honey produced in cities have higher levels of metal than honey produced in rural areas. One senior, Levy says, got to the bottom of that question.
And she actually found that there were no significant differences between honey produced in the country and honey made in the city, which was a relief to us because we like to eat the honey that we make in our hives.
Another concern students are trying to address is something called colony collapse disorder. Starting in 2006, the USDA says beekeepers began to lose 30 to 90% of their hives for reasons that are still unclear.
Because this is in the news a lot and is important economically in terms of both pollination services and honey production, we thought that studying bees here would be important.
That includes looking at food sources. In rural areas, bees like to feed on weeds like clover, something not easily found in cities. So what are they eating instead? That's what biology sophomore Kane Patel is trying to find out this summer by sequencing the DNA of honey samples.
By finding the similarities within the DNA, are the exact same DNA sequences, we can pinpoint which plants are being used by the bees to make honey. Maybe we can plant more of these plants, and then the bees will be able to go to these plants and obviously they'll thrive.
And these bees have been thriving so far. The project started with 2 hives last year. That turned into 8. And as the hives continue to grow, Levy says the project will also focus on community outreach. Recently, they gave 2 of their hives to urban farms around Atlanta.
We are bringing our bees to the community gardens to teach children in the neighborhoods about honeybees. Also to provide pollination services to those gardens, and then to provide economic opportunities for members of those communities by encouraging backyard beekeeping.
And next, according to Levy, she hopes these Georgia Tech students will be able to share their growing knowledge on the urban honeybee with the rest of the world. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.